Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit, right here.
It's the emotion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You all gotta suffer from love issues. There's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set and Jazz to help you and maybe show you more. Victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome.
Yo.
Welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show. This is season two. I think we're going to go back to the days where we announced every show. This is number two of season two. And counting, we're still here. What's going on, everybody?
Yo, good, good, good.
First thing I want to do, I want to shout out our new producers, Rusty and Nikki Blue. Wanna shout them out before we start.
We are very fortunate to have them.
Right, right. And our engineer, Olu, who he's not here this week either. I think he's on his way though. I think he's on his way.
Almost doesn't count.
But One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, as we know. And who we do have here, to my left, is the one called Jet Set and Jasmine. Break it down. Yeah.
What's
going on, Jazz?
I'm breaking it down. Oh, that's what's up. I like that. I'm good. I just drove in from Atlanta, so
okay,
a little
okay.
Car sick, jet lag, something, all that.
Okay. Making money, I hope, I presume.
Absolutely. There's no other way.
Okay, okay, okay. And to my right, a man who needs no introduction, Mr. Himself. Oh.
From me to you.
Shaw Stimuli. What's going on, Shaw?
I went from unsigned hype to unhyped sign from Shaw Rhymes.
What up, what up?
Still rhymes? Back in the days, it was...
Yeah, now I heard you was in some kind of a movie or something this weekend.
Documentary. Yeah.
Something about George Bush or something, or what was that about?
No. It was about changing the game, directed by my man Will Feigen.
Okay.
Just talking about hip hop and the changes that are going on with it, and it was real cool, real cool. The A3C Festival, a lot of people came out to check it out. And
what's the A3C Festival?
All three coast hip hop festival goes down in Atlanta every fall.
Okay.
A lot of rappers come out. 3-day festival, like the biggest hip hop festival ever or something.
Was it? Okay. So it's like South by Southwest, but hip hop.
Yeah, all hip hop. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what. Where can we see the documentary?
That's a good question. I'm not even sure. But
we can't see it here. Okay.
I will be tweeting a link, you know, Facebook and putting it on the site. So,
okay.
So stay tuned.
And that site is shastimuli.com. And while we're at it, we also have
Motion Picture.
TheEmotionPicture.com. That's what's up. And we have JetSetAndJasmine.com.
Oh, Bacanal.
That's right.
Oh.
Hey.
Uh-huh. You always get the hype.
I'm saying.
Wow.
And I am. Bacanalis. Bacanal Vic in the house. What's going on? What's going on, everybody?
Bacanal Vic.
I ready for it. Okay.
Y'all ready for it. What have you been up to?
I ain't shit. I think I went out last night. I don't really remember what exactly all happened. I want to shout out my man Unique and everything. Happy birthday to him. And yeah, we had a good time with some 80s babies, 90s babies, stuff like that. But later for me, well, Jazz, is it time
talk about
for
you eating ass motherfuckers?
Before that, I think we're going to go into the role model romance segment. And for those who weren't on last week, role model romance, where we talk about, you know, people who have a whole lot of money still fuck up their relationships. Yeah, so
you
know, we got a lot of fuckery. We got, you know, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger cheating on Maria Shriver with the nanny and shit.
The help.
Bridget Nielsen, you know, I mean, who does she still look good? I mean, you know, back in the day, she was. That's Drago's wife, right? In Rocky. Who is?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it y'all? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know, one thing that struck me, I didn't know they were together, but Donnie DeVito and Carla from Cheers broke up. What's going on with that?
Yeah,
that's the 30 years.
They were together for years. Yeah, they were together a long time.
30 years. So I just want to shout out all of y'all talking about how y'all know about relationships because y'all been together for so many. Fuck all that. 30, you can still get it. 30 years still ain't safe. There are no experts in romantic relationships, but yeah, I know they were together. I know they were short though. But what do you do? What do you do, Shaw, after 30 years? Like, why not just stay with somebody?
I don't know what's a deal breaker other than someone having like a whole family on the side and you finding out after 30 years you pretty much the toilet seat's been left up, you know. If you're getting beat, you taking it. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well,
you just had enough.
Do we know who wanted the divorce? Was it Danny?
I didn't know they got divorced. So,
man, it's crazy.
Maybe their kids, you know, sometimes people wait till the kids grow up and out the house or something like that.
Because, I mean, who's going for Rhea Perlman right now? Like, who is she fucking?
Yo, Nikki Blue in the chat room said Danny and Rhea couldn't see eye to eye.
Wow.
She's ignorant. I don't know, but it happens. And you know, nowadays, women can get divorced and move on financially.
Yeah.
She'll be okay.
Now, I'm trying to get my 2 month shit. Anyway. Or maybe somebody was cheating.
Could be.
So what?
With who? The nanny.
Next week's show, who is Danny DeVito fucking?
Why I gotta be Danny?
Again, who's fucking Rhea Perlman? Cause it's not even like you assume that she has money or anything. Like, you know, it ain't like
it's
Oprah. You assume Rhea Perlman? Nah, I don't think she was getting.
She got Cheers money.
I mean, but is Cheers even syndication still?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's old money. That's old money.
Old money.
Good
okay.
Money. Yeah.
That's a long.
You know what?
Long
oh. You know what? Then Rhea, hit me up. Rhea, holla. 323-657-1479.
Vic was just hating on you, Rhea. Let me help you get through this, girl. Let me get you some toys and, you know.
Well, you know
me.
What's funny? Before we get into the show, we were out last night, and, you know, the fellas, we kick it and everything. And, you know, every heterosexual man gets into this convo, you know, once in his life. The convo is, would you fuck Oprah, right? So, you know, we fall deep in the whip. You know, three dudes saying, yeah, fuck Oprah. One dude's like, nah, I wouldn't hit that. I don't care how much money it is. I wanna ask you, Shaw, would you smash? That ain't right, Jazz. Would you smash Oprah?
I'm not just like, you know, one of those guys that's gonna smash for no reason, like, you know.
I'm applauding. He's on the clock right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's on the clock.
Yeah, but it was a situation where, you know, she felt the kid and we hung out and you know, she wanted something physical to go down. Nah, I couldn't do it, man. I wouldn't do it.
Tassinia, wow, you wouldn't do it, Sean. Tassinia, the chat room says for the right price, she would smash Oprah. Look, Oprah can give me a drop for the emotion picture and I would smash it. Like, this is Oprah Winfrey. I'm just
saying,
yeah,
but
it doesn't
place the bread. Like, just because you smash it doesn't mean, like, automatically you're going to put a million in your account. Like,
yeah, I do it for bragging rights.
Come on. That's
like,
hush money, my nigga. I smash
like,
it. I'm blackmailing it.
Anyhow,
so back to the topic. We're talking about cheating today. Topic I know nothing about whatsoever, because I am saved, and my backsliding days are over. So I hope to learn a lot today about this topic. But I do know that what we hear out there is that men supposedly cheat more than women, or women don't cheat, or what is it? Men cheat because of sex and they're animals, and women, they cheat because they've been hurt before. Jazz, what's up with that?
In preparation for the show, you know, I was looking at the reasons, the difference between men and women, and I really think that there's a lot more overlap than we think. I think that women can be just as much of animals, and men can have behaviors based on their past experiences as well. So I think all of the reasons that we'll talk about in tonight's show are valid, and I don't necessarily think they're gender specific. So, and this is not a topic that I'm an expert on either.
Of course. Nobody is.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I've had my experiences cheating and being cheated on, but I wouldn't consider myself, you know, an expert or a chronic cheater-honor.
a cheater.
But we may have an expert on the line. Shall you still?
Am I calling it?
Are we still talking about him?
Who's calling it?
You raise a good point. But can we let the people know if they want to call in and share?
Yeah, if you
want to
call in, you know, dial 323-657-1479. If you are on the line, you like to talk, just dial the number 1. We will disguise your voice and give you a whole new identity. You can spill your beans about cheating, about your experiences, whether you've been the cheater or the cheater owner, or if you have some philosophical insight on the cheating differences between men and women. Is that enough? Then they got it?
Yeah.
All right.
When y'all talk about cheating, though, y'all talking about like married cheating or just like boyfriend girlfriend cheating?
Well, is there a difference?
I thought so.
Well, elaborate, my brother.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you know, you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, especially if y'all don't live together, like, and you step out, it's like, that can be repaired. But I just think a marriage is, like, something deeper. People have decided they're going to form forever and create this bond, better for worse, all that crap that they say at the altar thing. And, you know, it becomes legal. So you're dealing with paperwork and divorces and all of that. I don't know. I just look at it differently.
Okay.
Then there's different kinds of cheating. There's emotional cheating and there's physical cheating. And, you know, everybody's been emotionally cheated on. Not everybody, but most of us. Me. Got it.
Well, I don't know. When I was looking at some of the stats, like it's something like, you know, more than half of both men and women, married men and women, cheat. So, I should say, have admitted to cheating. So it's probably more than that, right?
Yeah. I think that men definitely probably admit it more.
Mm-hmm.
The women will go to their grave denying cheating. And I think a lot of times men, we don't really want to believe her, you know, that she's cheating anyway. So, you know, I think...
Cool.
Well, it was a dick in my mouth, but it was yours, you know. Like,
eyes were closed.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was your brother, you know, whatever. So I think the male ego doesn't really allow us to be that wise when it comes to finding these things out.
but kind of back to what Sha is saying, you know, I think when you talk about marriage versus, you know, not being married, and the parameters with cheating, I think that just comes from, to me, if it's spelled out that this is the context of our relationship, whether you're married or not, and once you break or go beyond those parameters, then it is cheating, you know, and it should still be as serious as when you're married or not. That's how I feel. I mean, as long as those things have been defined. But if you're just, you know, dating, then it's not cheating. And you haven't said, like, I'm only seeing you exclusively. And I mean, for me, I take that shit very seriously, because even in boyfriend and girlfriend relationships, you do have a lot of things tied together. Your health, that's one thing that's really important that you have. You know what I'm saying? So whether you're married or not, if you say I'm...
keep on going.
No, I can't.
Keep on going.
I can't, because I'm crying.
You're in a safe place. Come on.
It's not safe here anymore. So anyways, but yeah, like, I just feel like once you say, or you guys decide that this is going to be an exclusive relationship, or these things are considered cheating, these are not, and once you cross those boundaries, it is what it is, married or not, that's another human person that you've violated trust with.
All of that is pretty much true.
All that's some bullshit.
It's true. It's just, I think we're talking about men and women, and I think we as men with that caveman mentality, like, we'll almost think that if nothing physical happened, that's not cheating. Especially if it's nothing sexual, that's not cheating.
Wait, what do you mean, Sha? You mean that, like, if your woman emotionally cheats, it's not cheating, or if you emotionally cheat, it's not cheating?
I was talking about the woman doing it, because we're so black and white when it comes to certain things. Like, yo, did he fuck you? Did it? Like, that's one thing that we caring about. And dude could have infiltrated and been, you know, in her personal space and in her life and on a deeper level. And that's the last thing that needs to go down. And we just sitting there kind of like, you know.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I have a question. Thank you. I have a question about that. So is it because, like, for men, do you guys feel like by the time a woman gets to the part where there is, you know, sexual, you know, they're having sex or whatever, that the emotional part has definitely been, like, for a woman, by the time she gets to the point where she's sleeping with a man, he's already gotten to her emotionally? So is that why you guys just jumped to that already? Like, did you sleep with him?
If we think she's not a whore, like, if I've got with a girl that I know is, like, sexually, you know, aggressive, when I first get with her, I may think that, all right, if I don't hit it in two weeks or something like that, he may be back out there. But if it's somebody that I know takes their time and, like, has to get emotionally connected to deal with somebody, that means that if somebody infiltrates that, like, they got something serious, you know? Or it was just a one-time physical thing, and a lot of times you don't see that, or you feel that it could have been deeper than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think, Vic?
Well, that was a real deep question. I was just pondering what you was talking about. I really was listening, but I kind of didn't understand your question. You know, that much, because I just have no experience in that department. Could you kind of make a plan?
So for you, if you, you know, learn that your girlfriend has been cheating, is your first thing to ask, like, you know, do they have sex? Or, go ahead.
Well, okay. Nah, I ain't gonna be asking that. Because remember, I'm way poly, so I'm just going to ask her, you know, I mean, how she want to make it right? You got to make this right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think I would want to know if she sucked him off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you giving the pussy. All right, that was going to happen. He sucked the nigga off. You know what I'm saying? I think I'll care about that. So it would be just basically, you know, was you a freak for this dude? You know what I'm saying? I would really care, you know, more about that. Like, some chicks may be like, oh, did you kiss her? Did you kiss her lips? You know, whatever. But me, it's like, yo, you let them play with your ass. Like, you know, where did you go with this? Kind of like how Phil was saying last week with certain swinging couples. Shout out to Phil Verone. I know name dropping and shit. How some swinging couples, like, they say, okay, you can go ahead and you can go have sex with my partner, or you can play with my partner, but there may be certain positions that are not allowed in that. So with me, it's just like, okay, well, how intense was it? You know, did you cry afterwards? No, you happy about that? What you want to do? But I mean, that's it with me.
Sounds pretty forgiving.
Yeah. I'm way poly, Jazz. Right. Baby.
After last week's show, I think I'm more forgiving too, man.
It was a gift. I'm like, yo, it was a gift, man. It's all good. How we gonna make this right, though? How we gonna make this right?
That's the topic right there.
How we gonna make it right?
Yeah, because I read one of the reasons that women cheat was, what was it, something like they want to end it or something like that. Like, by the time they tell you or confess, it's like, really, I nigga, get out. Like, I fucked him out of here. And it's,
right.
I feel like if cheating is one of those things where it's like the relationship is over, you know, that's different from saying I messed up. How can we make it right? Or I let somebody in, or this was missing from our relationship, and this is what we need to work on. I think it's two different worlds to me. If somebody cheats and the end result or the next step is to break off, or to work on it.
Y'all are really dispelling myths for me, because I never imagined that men would be, and I'm not saying that y'all, you know, it sounds like it depends on the intensity of your relationship and for Vic the intimacy of the cheating, but it sounds like you guys would be willing to work through some things with your partner, and that is definitely a lot different. I mean, from the stereotype, it's kind of that men are definitely less forgiving than women. Do you believe that that's true?
Nah. For me, as long as, like, yo, just let me know. Let me know you had did that. If I ask you three times, let me know the third time. But I think for men, well, I know a man like me, it's more so just, like, I don't want to be the fool. You know what I'm saying? So,
there you go.
You know, just let me know. Yeah, you know, I fucked him in your car on your birthday. You know, just let me know about that. I want to know. Just don't have the other dude looking at me like, what up, Vic? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, smash on my birthday in my car. So I think it's really, you know, that aspect that, you know, men who are not crazy are usually very trusting, you know what I'm saying? And we're not really going to be that suspicious. And if you tell us something, we're going to believe you. So it's kind of like just betraying that trust is the worst part. Not necessarily the act, but just betraying the trust and making us feel less intelligent than we really are.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Thank you. I hear that the stream is not working right now. Blog Talk Radio sucks cock. I said cock all night. That's today's theme, suck cock. And let us know about it. So thanks for all y'all who did dial in, 323-657-1479. Definitely is an advantage to dial in on the phone. Some of you don't know that at 9 o'clock, while the stream does automatically go off, the conversation still stays alive on the phone. So that's one of the differences between listening on the phone and the stream. So hopefully the stream works in a few minutes. It happens sometimes. Very popular show. It freezes up and shit. But until then, Sha mentioned the top 10. Our producers, Rusty and Nikki, they went to AskMen.com doing diligent research, and they found the top 10 reasons why women cheat, which I always think is bullshit. And number one, what Sha mentioned was revenge for your cheating. I mean, to me, that's some bullshit. It paints the woman as this fucking hero, and, you know, she's a victim, and, oh, she had no other thing to do but to suck cock on your birthday because you're cheating on her. Like, you know, I think that's some bullshit. So
that sounds real specific right there, but go ahead.
Well, the way that I think some women have cheated out of spite, men and women.
I bet.
I really do. And it usually ends up you know, they feel worse than they did before the cheating, because now, you know, you're not even, and it's just, it's worse all the way around. Or they do it and they don't even tell the person, so that's dumb too.
Yeah.
Because it solves nothing.
What do you think about that, Shaw? I think it's an excuse.
Yeah. You know what? What you said about betrayal, I think that's really what it's about, man. I mean, there's going to be some type of lack in your relationship if you don't communicate. Like, we all know that. You know, I'll sit here and it's so easy to talk to somebody else about the relationship. And you know, women do it, men do it. You talk to somebody outside, and then they, you know, become that comforter. And next thing you know, they acting like they want to be the one for you. So the betrayal part to me is really what's the issue? Like, when you lying to somebody, and like you said, you ask somebody 3 times, and you know they don't tell you, and it's just cheating. It gets cloudy, man. And we should be able to say what's on our minds. And I think dudes get messed up more because you feel like the girl did have emotional attachment, where the stigma with men is that we can just do it physically and walk away from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the number one reason AskMen.com said for men is you don't love her anymore. Which I'm not sure if that's true, because I think that you can love a woman and cheat on her with her cousin, no?
I disagreed with that also. I don't think that behavior, I mean, I think we make mistakes even with the people that we love, you know, or that I don't even want to say mistakes, like, you know, because I think it's a conscious decision when you cheat. But
mistakes,
I think,
are only children. Children are the only mistakes.
Yeah, children are the only mistakes. The cheating is not. No. Guys, all the kids are going to hate me. But I don't think that it's necessarily about love. I think that you can still love a person and do something that's not nice to them. I've seen couples that have gotten over infidelity, and they've been able to move on, and I think that they still love each other. I don't think that love necessarily went anywhere. I don't think that they were chasing love. They may have been chasing something else that was lacking in their relationship.
Well, here's one. There's she doesn't turn you on anymore, which I think that's not true either, because, like, she could turn you on, but you just may be out that night. No, Sha, you're a rapper, Sha. You're a gangster rapper. You know how it is.
I'm not a gangster rapper, but
you did a show this weekend. You did the biggest, the biggest hip-hop convention?
Festival,
festival in the world. Oh, my brother.
Yeah. I can empathize with that. Like, look at it. Jay-Z has Beyonce, but if Jay's on a tour for 30 days and she's not there, you know, doesn't mean he doesn't love her. He doesn't have the baddest chick in the world, but if some chick offers them top, there's a chance you'll take it, you know. It's nothing to do with the love at home.
30 days, is that the cutoff line?
Yes.
My baby, it was 30 days. Baby.
It's top, man.
So wait, 30 days is top, right? Okay. First of all, I want all the men, the Emotion Picture, to get their pencils and papers out. Y'all are going to break it down for us. And ladies, you too, you got to respect the rules. So 30 days is top. Because y'all want to go on y'all little cleansing fast and all that, and you're working on you, just make sure that sex fast lasts no more than 29 days, or your man may be getting some top.
Be safe.
First of all, sex can be used as a weapon anyway. Sex can never be used as a weapon in the household. But that's it.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Left Eye.
Right.
Anyway. So, and the stream is back working. That's what's up. I think our producer Rusty sent them an angry letter, and they got it back on. So this is very interesting. It's very chilling, actually. They give the second reason why women cheat as an exit strategy. That's cold. Now I gotta ask Jazz.
That's what I was talking about. Exit
strategy. What is that like? I'm a cheat. So he can find out. And what is it about?
Yeah.
I think it's that or. It's either that or just don't care anymore. Yep. Like, if he finds out or not, like, I'm not in this relationship anymore. I checked out. Yeah, that's what I think. But the other one, like you said, that's just like a fast way to get killed, in my opinion. I don't know. I would never use cheating to leave a relationship. Yeah.
Because the hot slugging is fine.
Yeah, just say you don't want to beat her anymore. Just leave.
That's why I fuck your brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't get killed out there, ladies.
Please don't. Men either. Don't do that. Yeah.
I guess, you know, I can feel that, because back in my backsliding days, like a couple weeks ago, you know, in the clubs, like definitely when you meet a woman and she says she has a man, you know, by certain questions you ask her, you can gauge whether or not you can still, you know, tap it. You know, back before I was saved, like, say, oh, I have a man. I'm like, okay, are you going to marry him? No. Got her. You know what I'm saying? Or you may be like, well, how long do you give that? And she says anything less than forever, got her. I'm like, I don't know. She, you know, he's cool. Got her. So,
but is that a turnoff to you? Like, do you want that woman for anything more than that night, or, you know, something physical?
Not if I'm smart. I ain't smart, but not if I'm smart, no. But, I mean, again, this is my backsliding days. And, you know, when I was 12, and I wasn't really thinking about you know, anything more than that. Unless I got whooped.
I can empathize. That's how I came up with the CD, The Old Me, How I Met Your Baby Mother, because I had that mentality back then, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't really want to settle down with this chick. You want to show. It's like what Phil said. You know, you on your caveman shit. Mm-hmm. You're taking away from this dude. You're plundering. You know, but don't do like me, kids, because it definitely you know, it don't lead nowhere. And, you know, eventually you fall in love with someone who you snatched away.
Here we go.
Sorry. Jazz, go to the list. Go to the list. I'll be back.
Okay. This one I agree with. Another top reason why men cheat, the opportunity was there.
Wow.
I agree with that.
So do I.
Yeah, well, it was there, like, you know. Like I think we put in the Facebook room one day, like, yeah, you know, pussy's in your face, you're going to eat it. Like, it's there. What are you talking about? And that's why, you know, if you want to stay faithful, you want to keep yourself out of certain situations.
Right.
You know, it's tough out there. Oh, man.
I mean, and I think that definitely goes for men and women. There is definitely something. And, again, we're talking right now more about sexual cheating, you know, physically cheating. But I think that's the same for emotional cheating as well, that it feels, you know, it feels good. You're in the moment. And I think that there's definitely something primal about, especially sexually, it being there, the opportunities there. So I could definitely see that as a top reason, more so than a lot of the other ones we just talked about.
You know, in our next meeting, we have to talk about getting some sex sound effects. Somebody remind me people about the sound effects. We need the sex, like the grunting.
You said some sex sound effects?
Yeah, that would have been great while she was talking. We don't have that. That's why Olu's getting fired. Anyhow, if you make a mean sex sound effect, you call 323-657-1479. Now, back to the list. Let's do a couple more. It boosts your ego. Yeah, that's like almost like number two. They have number six, but it's like number one, number two to me. Like, definitely the ego booster.
Especially when you're not getting attention at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to have to really, you know, bust another myth. There's almost nothing you can do to stop him. Like, because, you know, he can be getting it all at home, you know, a cooked meal. You know, you hear him. I cook my man, you know, dinner and lunch, and I rub his feet. And, you know, I'm a good woman. He ain't got no reason to go, all right, bitch. Like, you know, let him go to the A3C concert with his demo team. You know what I'm saying? With his street team. You know? I mean, come on, man. Like, if he's about that cheating life, he's about that cheating life. You know, making him you know, fucking pancakes, you know, in bed on Sunday is not going to keep your man home. As way, but I make red velvet pancake. No, like he's going to do it because it's
what it is.
That's why
I don't be doing all that shit.
That's why. Really?
If you're making red velvet pancakes, let it be, you know, because your heart tells you to, not because you're trying to keep a man from cheating, because it's not going to work. But you know, I was wrong earlier. I talked about the birthday and the car situation, and you know, I wanted to go into that. Jazz, you called me out. You said it sounded very specific, and you know, I want to just talk about that real quick. You know, nobody laugh at me. All right. There was this chick, right? And it was my birthday. And we got a caller. I'm going to go right back to that. But caller 646, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Who this?
Hello?
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
This is Bree of the Bree Life Radio Show.
Hey, Bree.
And
Bree Life Radio Show.
How you doing?
Hey, Bree.
We're doing fine. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I see you're talking about one topic that we seem to be revisiting a lot on my show.
Are you?
But I call to speak about my own personal experience with a cheater.
Uh-oh.
Want to hear an interesting story?
I want to hear it.
Well,
I hope it's not me.
I was engaged to be married.
Oh, no.
And yeah, this is deep. I'm going to give you the short version. I'm going to have to come back on the show to give details, but I'm going to give you the short version. I met someone about 20 years ago. I was introduced to them by my cousin. We didn't really hook up because he was working about 2-3 jobs, and we never had an opportunity to spend time with one another. So, okay, it's well known on my show I talk about internet dating. I talk about it intimately because I did it, and I even wrote a book about it. And while I was on this particular internet dating website, this person came across my profile and remembered me from many years back. So he contacted me. We started talking, and I remembered him. And, you know, when you're talking to someone that's familiar, you become a little, you know, comfortable with them. So he lived in Virginia, and I still lived in New York. He came to visit me, and we clicked immediately. Now, you know, when you haven't seen somebody for many years, you come up to date. You talk about all the things. I've been married, divorced. I have 2 children, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Okay.
So.
Right.
So
right.
He initially told me that he had been married twice. He was divorced. His wife lived with his 16-year-old son at the time in Wilmington, North Carolina. And he only had 2 children from one marriage each. So I said, okay, this is great. This might be a keeper, because for your female host on the line, you know, it's a rare commodity that you're dealing with a brother that doesn't have baby mama drama. That doesn't have a lot of children that they have to navigate the custody situation with, right? I gotta get my son every other weekend. I gotta have my daughter for the week, and you know, he didn't have that. So I was like, shoot, this may work.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So we started dating, and after almost a year of dating, he asked me to marry him.
Wow.
And I accepted.
Bree, had either of you moved at this point?
Wait, it's coming, girl.
Uh-oh.
It's coming.
Okay. I relocated.
To Virginia.
For this person, because he had the more, of the two of us, he had the stabler position. He had more vested. So it made sense that I make the move. Okay. After 3.5 years of being together, about to purchase a home, guess what I find out? He has not 2 children. He had a 3rd child with a woman he was having an affair with while living in New York. And yeah, and he also wasn't divorced because I kept pushing him to say, you know, it's time for us to get married if we're going to be buying this house.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not buying this house with you if we're not getting married. And he just hemmed and hawed and tried to, right, and tried to deflect. And eventually the whole story mushroomed. But here is the kicker. Oh, there's plenty more. I told you I got to come back for another show to tell you all the details. But let me just tell you this. I kept wondering, why did he want us to move out of our townhouse that had about an $850 a month mortgage that was manageable, to take on a 5,000 square foot house and have to pay $3,300 a month mortgage?
She doing math though. What?
And I'm like,
what's the math on that? She subtract. You got carry the 1, I think.
Yeah, good math.
Okay.
So you know why? Because remember the woman that I said he had the child with while being, he moved her to where we were living, the area where we were living. And guess what?
What?
She started working on my job. Yeah.
Oh, he was just too much, Bree.
Too much.
But not enough. He wasn't shit, girl. He wasn't shit. He was not shit.
Too much. So you have to do your due diligence. This is a common problem that for both men and women I talk about all the time. The signs exist, and we don't pay attention to them. You know?
Now, what signs were there? Because it seems like, you know, you sound like a woman that is not going to make an uninformed decision.
She knows her
right.
math. Knows her math.
She knows her math.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
uh-huh.
You had some experience dealing with others
yes.
before. I mean, you sound
right.
like you got it going
well,
on.
Well, I didn't have a lot of experience, because let me just give you a little background. I was married, divorced. I've only been in my whole life of, you know, I'm 40-plus years old. I've only been in 4 relationships. They've all been long-term.
Okay.
You know, so I haven't done in my lifetime, until I divorced my husband, I hadn't done a lot of dating.
So we're getting a little bit of feedback on the line.
Not for me, because
I don't have a computer.
It's not for me either.
Not for me.
Who is that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yo.
So.
Yeah, that's much better.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow.
So there were signs, but I overlooked them because I was looking at what I thought was the bigger picture. And that was supposedly to be the happily forever after.
Right.
They weren't
blatant
signs. They were just, you know, like, just sometimes things did not add up.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I know math, they weren't, you know, it wasn't adding up, baby.
Wow. But you know what? You are having a happily ever after. Because imagine had you stayed, right?
Oh, things are much better now. I'm not married or anything like that, but I'm just, what I try to do is educate the sisters, the young and old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the sisters, too, because brothers, they get duped, too.
Mm.
To be fair, they get duped, too.
Yeah,
women,
sure do.
They do
birthday.
Things.
Your call,
they, right, they do
your
things
call.
To entice men to get them in their lives. Like, for instance, this is one thing that women do, and I never did it. I'm not perfect, but here's one thing I know for sure. The way you get a man is the way you got to keep him. if you wearing Vicky's and, you know, if you wearing Victoria's Secret and stuff and lotioning down and coming to bed smelling good at night, you got to keep that going. That's not just for the beginning. That's for the always.
Now, Bree, you
getting
into
your... and stuff like that, that's not sexy. And if I wouldn't want a woman coming to bed to me like that.
Mute her, Vic.
And if you want some of that get sexy, you go to jetsetandjasmine.com and you get some of that lingerie. But Bree, thank you, Bree. Bree, what's your show name?
We have
the
it
name
in
of
the
my
chat
show.
Room.
The name of my show is the Bree Life Radio Show. It airs on Wednesdays and Thursdays. On Wednesdays, we have a particular topic at 9 o'clock. And on Thursdays, I do what I call the Freestyle Thursday. So you can call in with any topic that's a little heavy on your mind and heart, and we get down with the get down. So please check us out one day.
We will. We have to get you back here. Talk about some of the internet dating.
Favorite topic.
So a lot.
So please do.
And
all right. Well, thank you, Bree.
Thank you.
Bree.
Take care.
We definitely have to have her back to talk about internet dating and perhaps get some more details on how that whole cheating scheme went down. But she started to get into some of our upcoming stuff about maintaining relationships. So I didn't want her to you know, do too much. So, Vic, what's next?
I need a break after that. I need a little break.
I know, right? She moved. She moved, gave up her job. And then he had the other chick working at her.
All I know is that $850... you know, a month mortgage and 5,000 square feet, you know, please give the answer in miles. I don't know what she was talking about, but this song is dedicated to Bree, and we're going to be back in a few minutes.
Je ne serai pas celle qui t'aimera pour toujours. Non, pas moi. Bienvenue dans l'univers. On y va.
Out of my head, you got me open minded, intoxicating the way I love you. Say not to take relief, now you created a beast, intoxicating the way I want you. You said that you live in another. Maybe I'm the other lover. Maybe I'm the one who suffers. Maybe I would let it burn. I'm not gonna be
Ray Six. Not Gonna Be, produced by one of our former Ain't Shit engineers, Jason, A.A. Bars.
You're never gonna be shit.
Ain't Shit Never Gonna Be Shit. Power with his head. So, you know that, there you go. It never fails. Always the last goddamn 10 minutes. You done announced the number for hour, but. Oh, when Bree calls up, everybody want to call up after Bree. Hello?
Hello?
Who this? You? Hello? Caller? 973?
Can't want to play on the phone?
Nah. Hello? Who this? 973? You press 1.
We hear you.
Yeah, but I didn't press 1. What is
your
you're on now, though.
All right, well, we bye.
Nah, let her talk.
Oh, cheating ass. Who is this?
I have nothing to say about this topic. My backsliding days are over.
Sounds like the angry MILF.
No, she's not angry no more.
I know.
Sounds like a cheater.
Sounds like a cheater.
No.
So.
All right. Well, we want to let her go.
I was in a car in the middle of a personal conversation, and
I'm in the car. See,
yeah.
The car. The car again. I told y'all.
Yeah.
On the birthday.
They always cheat in the car. Too cheap to get a hotel, and it's ridiculous.
Well, you know what, Jasmine? That kind of adds to the whole primal aspect of it in the car.
I knew we could get her to talk. Go ahead. Tell us about the primal aspect. Do share.
I am not alone.
Okay. She got company in the car.
Company.
She got company. All right. Well,
okay.
Let the person in the car, know about the emotionpicture.com, and we're going to have to catch you next week when you're by yourself so you can be scandalous. All right. Well, y'all press one. We going to put y'all on. So, Jazz, we have about, well, how are you going to be in the car listening to our show? I know what? I respect that, though. I respect that.
Yeah, it's positive.
Remember
when
we had the caller that was having dinner with his girl? And the dude that's talking about the fingernails smelling. Yeah, went outside real quick to call the show. I respect
you. Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck who y'all talking to. It's about this right foot. And fuck your football, all that shit. Anyway, so Jazz, we have about 6 minutes left. Shy, any last points?
Jazz, you go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to bounce this one last reason why people cheat and run this by you guys. This one says you can get away with it for men. Men cheat because they can get away with it. Is it true? Do you guys feel that way?
I mean, I thought everybody felt that way. But, I mean...
Now, when I read it, I'm thinking two ways. One, you can do it and nobody's going to find out. You're just good with it. And then the second one is you can get away with it, as in she going to take you back. Like, I mean, it's a big deal. She finds out.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what a lot of humans do. We rationalize. We make it okay in our brains because of something. Like, either it's not happening at home, so it's okay. You know, it's just certain things that we do. Oh, it's long distance, so, you know, if I was there, I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, we make it all right. So I don't know if that's the same as thinking that you won't get caught, or if you do get caught, that she's not going to bug out. Like, I don't...
Or you have a good reason for it.
Yeah, in your mind.
It is never a good reason to tell somebody, man. As a man, it's never a good reason. You got to just not get caught. Like, you definitely, fellas, that's what you're going to do. I'm not saying to do it, but that's what you're going to do, though. Don't do it in your city. You know what I'm
saying? Wait.
Don't do it in your city or state. What's up?
Yeah, you and I were just talking about the honesty with women, that they should tell and not have you in the dark. So you think
right.
It's different for men. Men should lie.
No, my nigga, it's different for me. Different
for
me. I think everybody should, but not me. But I'm just saying, I'm saved now, but definitely, you know, men, if you are going to cheat, do not cheat in your city or state. You know what I'm saying? Just do it somewhere else. And if you cannot afford to leave your city or state, then you should not be cheating anyway. You should be on the grind or something like that. But, you know, definitely, you know, that'll be another show, the rules to cheating, the rules to engagement. But everybody should be honest and don't do it. If you slip up, own up to it, beg for mercy, you know, guard your grill, wear a bulletproof vest.
Here's the other thing. If you're going to cheat, you just, you know, for whatever reason, you just can't control yourself. You feel like you have done all the rationalizing and it's a good choice. You're going to make the decision to do it.
Use a condom.
Use protection.
Use a condom. Yes.
Yes.
Use a condom.
Yes.
You can get hit by a car, Jazz.
Use condom.
You can't wear no condom crossing the street.
Yes, you can. If you got the itch to cheat, use a condom. It's not,
you know,
fair. Don't put other people in danger.
Yeah, Olu's outside. Well, I mean, don't that got something to do with the primal expression and all that? Hold on, though. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Nah.
We're just playing. Be safe, everybody. Be safe. Be safe. Use protection. You use a dental dam. If you're going down, all that. I'm with all that. Stay alive.
That's definitely, I can tell you, that's definitely not happening. Everybody's going down with nothing there. So
then they
bring that home.
Might as well go wrong. We come
that,
home.
For real, sir?
I'm just saying, how many ladies out there, you know, throw down some cherry flavored, you know, fucking oral condom on the pussy when it's time to get eaten out by some dude on the road? It don't happen. I mean, you know, a woman lets a guy, you know, fuck her, throw a condom on, but usually she's getting raw tongue and lips. So who's the horse one now, Jazz? You can get hit by a car outside and bit by a dog. You want to be safe by a gun. Anyway, I'm totally kidding.
Use as much protection as you can tolerate, okay? Good.
Anyway, so that's a good step. Next week's show is going to be dope. I forget the name of our guest because, you know, but Jazz knows the name of the guest.
Yeah. We have Edwin Mackey, designer. High fashion designer. And we also have KB, who is a high fashion model and also studying at the San Diego Art Institute. So we got some fashion people on what are they going to be?
Talking about, like, how to dress for success. Like, and that means, like, if you're single, how to groom yourself, you know, when you go outside to attract people who are worth being attracted to. And also, like Bree had talked about shortly, is how to keep someone, like, you know, don't let yourself go. What to go to sleep in, you know, do you wear the sweatpants to bed? You know, what do? Do you walk around with the white tees all day or the yellowing wife beater? Now, how do you present yourself?
Yeah.
You know, do you match your brown panties? Now, you know, what do, you know, when you're in a relationship? So,
what's that, Sean?
It's a long time coming.
No, I said talk about it.
Yes, you do match the bras again. You do that. Anyway.
Yeah, man, change up your boxes and shit like that. Yes. So what are we talking about? That's gonna be a good topic.
What?
I'm excited.
Man, wow.
Right.
Dude, that's nasty though. What are you talking about?
To change up your
boxes?
You
know, I'm saying who don't do that. Like, what is?
Yeah, what you mean by change? You know what? I don't even know. We'll talk about it later.
Because if I get a six-pack, I'm ahead. What are you talking about? You talking crazy. Well,
all right. Well, we'll talk about it next week, next Sunday.
Six-pack
bites.
Six-pack boxes would be good. You know, variety.
I'm about to go on Blog TV and play speech, man. Anybody want to holler at me?
You about to play what?
I'm about to play some beats on Blog TV.
What's the link, man?
Yeah.
BlogTV.com, what is it? /people/Shaftimula. I don't know.
If you caught that, listen. Yeah, BlogTV. Oh, fuck it. Well, you know what? Check it out on Shaftimula.com. It's going to be there, most likely. And we out next week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They on the phone still, though. All right. And if you're on the phone, I think I promised earlier that we're still going to be on talking, so I kind of lied, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you away with a little song. And good night.
Y'all still on.